It's been 4 months since Tropical Storm Fred devastated Haywood County, leaving six dead and a long cleanup ahead. BPR takes us to Canton, one of the hardest-hit areas, for a look at how the town is doing as the year ends. Caroline Ponton is the curator at the Canton Area Historical Museum in downtown Canton. 4 months after the storm, the museum still doesn't have power.
This is the basement. The first time I came here, everything was decimated.
Ponton shares the bare basement where drywall had to be torn out. She says 70% of the historical materials in the basement were lost, but almost everything upstairs has been salvaged. Some of the prize pieces in the museum are Champion Paper Mill memorabilia. The mill, now Evergreen Packaging, is the main industry in the town.
After all the flooding and everything, when I was allowed to come back, the plastic tubs were floating in the water, but everything on the inside was dry.
A generator is powering a dehumidifier to keep away mold from photographs like Canton's former mayor's, and now even rustier logging equipment from Sunburst Logging Camp. Ponton says she doesn't know when everything will be fixed.
It's out of my hands.
The museum sits next door to the Canton Town Hall. Town officials haven't been in those offices since the flood. Many town services have also had to be moved to other buildings. Canton Mayor Zeb Smathers says rebuilding is ahead of schedule in some areas, but still has a long way to go in others.
You know, we don't know, are we rebuilding? Are we moving somewhere? And I think so many citizens in Haywood County are probably in that. We will get through the winter, but by springtime, we're definitely going to need some clarity on what the next steps are.
To date, Haywood Emergency Management estimates the total government cost for cleanup to be over $40 million. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.